When you hear the Great Commission coming from Jesus, a lot of times in America, we like to make it very individual. We think, I go make disciples. But the context, Jesus is making disciples with the disciples. And so it's a group thing that we do together. We go on mission, and it's in community that we reach people. We serve people. We love people. So think about this. In terms of life groups, picture a spectrum. On the one hand, there's community that happens in close relationships. On the other hand, there's mission and purpose. It's outreach. So what you got to be careful of is that, you know, you're doing things all the time for the Lord, but there's no community. Or you've just got this really comfortable, close-knit community, but you're not really making an impact in lives eternally, and you're not making disciples who make disciples. So a healthy life group should be one that there are close relationships and there's good community, but also you're on mission together and you're talking about mission and what God's doing, and you're encouraging and sharpening each other. It's a both and. So be careful. I don't know what your tendency might be, but if your life group's getting a little bit insular, it's time to be on mission together. And if you're on mission and you're trying to do it all solo, it's time to find some community and some support and people praying for you. So that's a combination, both and, community and mission. That's the design of the Great Commission coming from Jesus.